Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, guys, we can get to a point in life where you realize that, you know, life is pretty fragile.
Yes.
It's really fragile. And it only escapes you if you don't, you're not aware of what's happening in the world today. But I want to encourage you, we did a segment not too long ago about how life is fragile and how we need to look out for those that are, you know, less fortunate, you know, than we are. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to share with you just a tragedy that happened here. Reinhard Bonnke, the evangelist that's all over the world, is preaching crusades to in Africa. They say that he has preached to more people face-to-face than anyone. And now the Lord told him that all of America will be saved. Mm-hmm. Well, on his team, one of his guys on his team, ministers on his team, just recently passed away. His name is Bradley Braylon, and we want you to lift him up. This man was a director for Christ for All Nations, which is Reinhard Bonnke's ministry, and he was over all the communications, the publications.
Wow.
And he did this ministry for 10 years.
Wow.
It's reported that Reinhard Bonnke's ministry produces something like 3 to 4 million books in public. I mean, just a ton of stuff. And he tragically died in a car accident. His family survived. And it just got me to thinking about, listen, you know, tomorrow's written in a fool's calendar. No one's promised today. And I think that, you know, early on when I gave my life to the Lord, I thought, listen, just give your life to Jesus. I'm abiding, reading the Bible. Things are going to go perfect. Right. All the days in my life. Let me tell you something. Bad things do happen. I mean, for Brad, listen, we're going to miss him, and his family's going to miss him, but he's going to enter into his rest and his reward to be with God.
Right.
But we have to understand that life is fragile, and we need to pay attention to the things that are around us, the people that are around us, and to know that tomorrow is written in a fool's calendar. All we have is today, and it's important to live in the moment for God.
With no regrets.
No regrets. Yeah. Seizing that moment, putting everything out in the field, because you don't know. I mean, Bradley didn't know. Mm-mm. He didn't know that he was going to go home. Mm-hmm. And I just want to encourage you with that. I think about what happened with the young man that was working at an IHOP during the time of the One Thing Conference, and he was the Exodus Crime Ministry. And he lost his life tragically, been with the Lord, you know, but you can continue to work in the harvest. You continue to work in the Lord. I mean, you need to work while there's still daylight. You know, I mean, obviously it's our, when I say tragic for us, because we lose the loved ones.
Right.
They're going to be with the Lord. But the whole point of this is that if we recognize that life is fragile, if we recognize that we're not moving around in pride and assumption or anything like that, you know, we can live life in a way that honors God, that glorifies God, and we're going to wring this life out like a sponge. You know,
you
don't want to leave anything left on the table. You want to say, God, I want to give it all for you. I want to give it all for you. Let me tell you something. Seize the day. Seize the day. Look at those that are less fortunate. Don't cast judgment on them. Love on them. I think about a homeless man that I met this last week named Scotty. And he's homeless. He's sitting on a pillow. And when I came up to him and I said, hey, man, how are you doing? He said, I'm doing great.
Wow.
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Wow.
I said, Scotty, you know.
Perspective.
Change here. Okay,
yes,
let me pause here because I may be entertaining an angel thereof. And I stopped what I was doing. And I had an agenda. I had something to do. But I wanted to listen and say, life is fragile. Scotty, talk to me. What's going on?
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.